Elizabeth Rimbo, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. It's nice being here.
Ah, we loved seeing you on The Voice earlier this week. Mind you, that was, how long ago was that, that the actual, like, auditions take place?
It's been a few months back, I think.
Yeah. It's been a while. Like, but Joyful, Joyful was the song that you sang, and I thought quite unjoyfully, none of the chairs turned. That's got to be a pretty gut-wrenching moment.
Yeah, but, like, I think in the end, because it was all really joyful ending, like, it didn't really matter in the end that it wasn't turning, if that makes sense. Because, like, the whole experience was really fun and really joyful and, yeah, it was really fun in the end.
Well, before we actually talk about what then happened afterwards, why did you actually want to audition? Like, what kind of prompted you to do it?
I guess because, as I said, like, you know, I grew up in the church and singing a lot of gospel songs and leading worship at church. So, like, just like to see and probably bring the message of hope and light and what can, you know, what can a, like, a joyful song can bring, like, what like, an inspiring music can bring to people. So, like, just trying to bring that, I guess, into a more broad audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love it. Well, of course, the chairs didn't turn, but then Jessie J, she decided to give you a little bit of feedback. I'll play you that bit. You probably remember it, though. But for those who haven't heard it.
There's a difference between singing and singing. If you've grown up in church, that has to be some inspiration when you sing a song like that. The lyrics, joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord, you know, it doesn't go up because it goes up. It goes up because the feeling of God and light and gospel takes the vocals there. And for me, that's what I didn't get from that. So my advice to you would really, really work on feeling a song, especially if you've grown up in church.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they really liked your voice to begin with. I mean, they said a lot of that. And then Jessie, she likes to be, like, I guess, helpful. Did you find that helpful, what she said? Or
yeah, I guess that was really, really helpful because I guess it was pretty much, it was really just the nerves.
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking. Like, come on, as if, like,
it just was really, really nervous. So, like, it's just, like, really shaky and just, like, I, like, it was just really nervous. So, like, when it's, like, it's all done, you know, like, you've done the bit and then she gives you the feedback and, like, it's, like, yep, I know.
Yep.
You know, like, that's
you should
that's
hear
really
me in
awesome.
My shower.
I was, like, yeah, that's really good. Like, it's, like, so, like, yeah, I thought, well, it all makes sense. Like, what she said is true, you know? It's just, like, trying to not follow the nerves and just, like, how can you then, you know, try to sing it and just really, like she said, like, sing it. Like, really mean what you say and just singing it from the heart and just forget the, you know, I guess what people is thinking about and just the things that make you feel nervous about.
Yeah.
So that was really, really good feedback.
But at the end of the day, you're right. You're on a stage with all those cameras and the pressure of the chair turning. Like, of course, you're going to have some distractions. But then, of course, herself and Delta Goodrum got on stage and sang the song together with you. How did that feel, that moment? Were you kind of like, oh, this is a bit awkward. Should we keep doing this? Or you're like, sure, let's give it a go.
Well, yeah, it was just like, it definitely was unexpected. It's like, whoever thought that it would happen after none of the chairs turned. So it was, I think it was really, really just a God-given moment, I feel. Like, it was just really joyful moment that it's just like they decided, all right, let's do it again. And it's like giving me a chance. It's like, let's just do it and just take what I say, you know, just like, let's sing it again, but let's really sing it. So like, it was just like, all right, let's just do it. It's like, there were some awkward moments. It's just like looking at each other, where are we going next, you know, because like, we didn't practice that
at you're all. Not a trio.
Yeah, it's like, we didn't practice that. We never sang together and we just had to sing, you know. So
well, for those who haven't heard it, this is what happened.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore you. Glory, Lord, Lord. Hearts are born like flowers before the hell we ever dance with the light of day.
Joyful, 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 babe.
Joyful, joyful, joy.
Joyful, 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 baby.
Joyful, 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 baby.
Dancing, joyful, joyful.
Joyful, 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 baby.
Yeah, you're right. You hadn't had any practice together, but that was pretty amazing. And you know what? You absolutely held your own. There were part. I mean, you can always tell Delta's voice, but you and Jessie J, like, if I just listen to the audio, I'm like, I don't know who's singing. Like, seriously, it was good. Did you feel it in that moment? Just like, ah, I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah, it was just like, all right, because, like, we were singing, like, the whole song again, I think, one time. And then Jessie was just like, all right, let's just go do this hook thing, like, this jamming session thing. Let's just... You know, like, all right, the musicians, let's just bring it and let's just do it. So, like, at the moment, it's like, all right, let's just try. You know, it's like, it's pretty, I guess when you already started singing and, like, you're in the middle of it, like, especially at that moment, like, you already forget all the nerves. There's no more pressure. You're just having a joy moment. You're just really joyful and enjoying the moment. Like, it was just, you just forget about, like, you know, the nerves. Yeah. So, like, you just sing as best as you can and, like, you're taking all the feedback and like you're just really singing it, like in the end essentially you're singing it to God. Yeah. And like I really want people to feel the joy. I really want people to like the song said, you know, like let all of us get filled by the light of day. Basically that's what the moment was.
I love it, and we certainly felt it in that moment. I mean, it was that moment of kind of going, oh, you should have turned the chair because you could have given her this guidance when she was in, but unfortunately that's not the way the show works per se. But will you continue singing? Will you continue kind of using your gift?
Yeah, definitely. Because I guess I feel like because God trusts me with the gift, then like you want to use the gift as how God has planned it to be used. So, like, so far, this has been a blessing for us, for me, and for a lot of people to be able to just per se sing a gospel song on, like, just a national TV. Like, that was a pretty joyful experience. So, like, I think, yes, definitely, we'll keep singing. We'll keep bringing the joy. We'll keep bringing hope in what I sing and like in the songs. But yes, definitely.
I love it. You're a fantastic witness. Look, unfortunately, this reality show, you didn't win. But what people don't actually realize is that you actually have won a different reality show a couple of years ago. And your husband is here too, who also won it with you. Mario, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Marriage Chef.
Woo, we won it.
Yeah. Okay, for those who have no idea, gosh, when was it? I think it was 2012 because you were 6 months into your marriage.
Was that long ago?
If it's 6 months into, yeah.
It was so happy 3.5 years or something? Yeah. Like, yeah, you're about it. That?
Yeah.
Oh, you were newlyweds back then. Marriage Chef was marriage week, basically couples cooking off. Do you remember what you cooked in that?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah. So I remember those pancakes. Pancakes was one of them.
Yeah, but you didn't just do pancakes. You did like Belgian
pancakes from my grandma. Yeah, that's how I got the recipe. pizza as well.
Yeah.
And we had pineapple in the middle, and our trick was it was in the middle, so you could just whack it off if you didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then the third one was...
ice cream. We just make like sundae or something, like honeycomb and ice cream. I think that's what I remember.
That was our weakest dish.
Was it? Yeah. Well, you guys were brilliant on that. And, of course, you won. I mean, the scores were 73-73 and then you guys were 74. So you won it by one point. But I was watching the video again and the thing I was most impressed with was the fact that you actually made your own hope. Like, you made your own T-shirts.
Yeah.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, we do. We keep them in the cupboard because I run an apparel company, so we do custom, you know, uniforms.
Oh, I love it.
So it was really easy for us to just whip that up. We thought, let's bring it in. Let's go all the way.
Yeah, you did. Maybe that was the secret, really. Like, we actually have matching T-shirts, Marriage Chef. How's the cooking been since then, out of interest? Like, did you find that a helpful experience?
Well, yeah, I think it helps. Like, I guess I like pineapple more. And we still like the crepes, like the Belgian pancake crepes type. Still,
we've taught them to a lot of people in our church.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Indonesians in our church, so we taught them the Belgian pancakes.
Wow.
big, huge deal.
Well, you're stars. You're a star of our own reality, you know, Marriage Chef. That's brilliant. I love it. Well, we loved having you back then. What was the prize that you actually won? I can't even remember. Was it anything good?
I think it was a massage. Oh. If I remember.
You're like, yay.
I think that's what we got. All right. Yeah. don't remember much else about the prize.
But who needs a prize when you get the glory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all about the experience.
And the really t-shirt to prove it. Guys, yeah. It was absolute pleasure having you back then, having you in here now. Elizabeth, thank you for coming in and sharing about your experience with The Voice. And we just love to hear the fact that, you know, you're using your gift in that way. You took that opportunity and we're looking forward to the more opportunities you use in the future.
Yeah, thank you.